Hello.
Hi, I'm Tony from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen randomly and your individual sensors are confidential. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices?
I will be voting.
Thank you. And may I have your age used for statistical purposes?
I'm sorry?
Yes, may I have your age used for statistical purposes?
53.
Thank you. And just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I have your race, please?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level. Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you so much. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you so much. And what specifically makes you say that you're satisfied? This is an open-ended question.
Just a general sense of well-being.
Okay, let me see. General sense of. Okay, thank you so much. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? You can stop me when you hear the one you think it's important. So we have gun regulation and reform, protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, immigration and border security, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change, and okay. And you can choose a second one. Next one will be climate change and environmental issues, healthcare costs, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, crime and violence, inflation and the economy, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling, and holds bad cops accountable. Would you like to add another one? That one, okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I disapprove.
Okay, like strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Thank you so much. And now thinking about race elections in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you so much. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Okay, thank you. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often?
Very often.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned?
Very
not
concerned.
Very. Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel anything particularly towards them. So we have the first one is Kamala Harris. Thank you so much. Okay, now we have the Democratic Party.
50.
Thank you. Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift?
Yes, the singer.
I would say 80.
Thank you so much. Joe Biden?
80.
Thank you. The NAACP?
Fifty.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis?
0.
Thank you. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay,
so
thank
50.
You so much. Okay, in that case, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Would you say very worried, somewhat worried, not
yes.
so worried?
Like, very worried.
Very worried. Okay. Now, I'd like you to read, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. So the first one says, sexism is a big problem in today's society. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Now, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society?
Actually, there's no such thing as reverse discrimination. It's just discrimination.
Okay.
Not worried.
Okay. In that case, would you say, like, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree, maybe?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech?
I'm sorry?
Yes, it says we are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big technology.
I somewhat agree.
Okay. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take?
Agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. Now, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you like
no.
strong? In that case, would be like somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. We're over 50% already. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. So we have the first statement. Some people say America's strength is its diversity. That we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness with diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. And the next statement says, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools to indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. So which one do you agree more with?
The first one.
The first one. Okay, thank you so much. Would you say like somewhat agree or much more agree with the first one?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it's extremely important, 5 means that you think it is somewhat important, and 0 means that you don't think it's important at all. So the first one is equal economic opportunities for all. In that case, it's from 0 to 10. Would you say like a 7 maybe?
Okay, 8.
8, okay. Police that treat everyone the same.
10.
Thank you. Freedom to protest the police or government.
10.
Thank you. The right to bear arms.
5.
Thank you. A commitment to Christian ideals.
0.
Okay. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
10.
Thank you. And immigration to this country.
8.
Okay. So we're over 75%. We're almost done. I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you don't agree with the statement at all. So the first one says, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10, how agree would you be with this statement?
8.
Thank you. And the second one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our voters matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10, how agree would you be with this?
4.
Okay. And in that case, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions may change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in your next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you. And the last questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you.
Are 14.
You... Oh, okay. Let me change it. Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you so much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice
Never.
A week? Never. Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you so much. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, thank you. This is concluding our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your time, and have a great day. Bye-bye, man.
Bye.